For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless you. God bless your morning. Hope it's going well for you. And remember, we're going to start our registration for our October 25th Anna Donahue Ministries Daytime Retreat held at Ormond Plantation. You're going to love it. I'm starting to work on the message now, but I guarantee you, you're going to have a blast. Women from all over the place come. We'll make you feel right at home, full set of notes, phenomenal food. I haven't set up the fee yet. I think we're going to be near 40. That'll include your meal. It includes everything. And so you start looking to the website. I'll make sure and get that uploaded as far as the registration, the little form to fill out, because it gives me an idea of how many to expect. We have to tell the chef. I make those booklets for you, and it's just phenomenal. So October 25th. Ormond Plantation. I want you to make plans to join us. It'll be a full day, 9 to 5. But I'm continuing in James 4. We were identifying these desires. What causes these fights and quarrels among you? Are you fighting with anyone, brothers and sisters? Are you quarreling with a family member? Quarreling with a boss? Quarreling with a son or a daughter? Well, James is really upset at some of the people of his church because he's saying, you know what? You're acting like the world does. With the way you're handling these desires or these hidden, Marilyn Hickey calls them lusts that are within you. In fact, she says these lusts are coming from sense knowledge, not the spiritual man, but the carnal man. That's why you're fighting. Another author I identified yesterday, this author identified three areas of desire. Number one, to have possessions. You ask. And you don't have, you want what others have, so you have a desire to have. How many times can I say have in one line? No, here we go. Number one, a desire to have, meaning you want possessions. That's verse two, you want what you don't have. Number two, a desire to feel. You want those senses satisfied. And you want, James says, you're putting it on your own pleasures. Nothing wrong with wanting to have some nice things, but you can't have that be your number one thing. Pleasure cannot be number one. God has to be. And number three, a desire to be. This is where pride comes in. And so, you know, prominence. And if you're not careful, Proverbs will tell you in Proverbs 13:10, pride's going to lead to arguments. Pride comes with contention. And so when you're too proud, you cause an argument or a quarrel. You're not humbling yourself. You're not walking in humility with your brother. You're striving for this prominence, and James is saying it's getting you in trouble. In fact, he starts to say, you adulterer, because he says you're acting like the world. You know, he says, don't fellowship with the world and act like them. He says, you've been called up higher than that. He says, okay, so what's the solution? He says, you need to start walking in humility. God opposes this pride, but he'll grace you to be humble. If pride is the cause of your arguing, brothers and sisters, the cure is humility. God gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, then, James says, before God. Then he'll lift you up. He'll place you where you gotta go. He'll give you the grace so you can change. I thought this was fascinating. I read this Psalm 19 from David. Look what David says. Who can discern their own errors? Psalm 19 verses 12 and 13. Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I'll be blameless, innocent of great transgression. What's David saying? He's saying, man, if I've got a hidden fault of pride, I am sorry. And it'll keep him to walk in humility. And then you don't argue because you're walking in humility. You know who you are. You know what you're about. You know who you are in Christ. You don't need to compete and fight with your brother. Well, we're going to go into humility a little more in the next 2 days. And we'll go into four things that identify humility and will help you to diffuse these conflicts. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.